Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today
Shauna is with us again in the studio because she's been on her school run. How are you?
Hi, how's it going? How's it going?
Great. So you went to Cathaoirinca, which is in County Kildare, and you had a little chat with some of the guys down there.
Yes, yeah? I spoke to a selection of the kids from first, second and third class at Cathaoirinca National School. I spoke to Davy, Sennan, Maisie, Isabel, Jenny, Lucy, Ethan, Jaden, Charlie, Grace, Michal and Harley.
Very good.
Yeah.
Fine bunch of people.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. The best.
And Anya Hurley. She's the
She was instrumental in organising the event. She actually emailed breakfast at todayfm.com.
Oh, very good.
Looking
okay.
for us to come down. Yeah. So happy to do that.
I believe she's great on the old scones.
Oh, delicious scones.
The scones. Anya Hurley scones. If you haven't tasted them, you haven't lived. So what did you ask the kids about?
Well, I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here is in full swing at the moment, and the campmates are always eating gross things in the Bush Tucker trials. So with this in mind, I asked the kids about the worst things they'd ever tasted.
I think the most disgusting thing I tasted that I remember is medicine. A pink tablet medicine that goes in water. I hate that.
Once I had blue cheese and I didn't like it. It tasted like something really cold and like a rotten egg or something.
Oh, yuck.
A spider and a fly. I was playing outside and then somehow a web went in my mouth with a spider on it and then a fly went in my mouth.
Oh,
it flew
no.
in. It tasted really disgusting.
The worst thing I tasted was fizzy water because I'm not really a fizzy water person.
I like weird foods. I like pickles and fish and I've tried octopus and all that sort of thing.
Oh, right.
And it's really good.
Gooseberries, very sour. Well, I don't think they were fully ripe yet, but they were nice.
I probably had a tip for a spider leg.
What?
Yeah, on my holidays. It was something in the thing and it actually went straight into my mouth.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and I followed it.
I think the water up in Wexford at my godmammy's house, because whenever you're swishing out your mouth, you could actually feel, like, the bubbles popping.
Oh,
and
no.
Yeah, whenever you swallow it a bit, it just tastes disgusting.
I have to apologise to Wexford people. I have no grounding in this. Yeah. I don't know if that's factual.
Water's getting a bit of bad press there. You got the water in Wexford, which is fine, and then fizzy water.
Fizzy water. Yeah. But also spiders. Caused a problem there. A lot of spiders going into mouths.
Mm. Yeah. I can understand fizzy water if you're not expecting it. You know,
I hate fizzy water, so I absolutely get that. Yeah.
So it's still then, please.
Yes,
thank you very much.
Absolutely.
So what else did you ask them then?
Well, there was a statistic even in the paper this week which claimed that 34% of people felt more romantic in December and are more likely to fall in love at that time of the year. So I asked the kids why it would be a more romantic time of the year.
The snow could be falling, everyone's in red, and red really brightens up, and people could be having scarves, and you could be building snowmen, you can be doing snow angels together.
Lovely.
And you accidentally bump into someone. I think it would be a nice place to meet someone.
Probably because people are more going on to dinners because you can celebrate days.
You could pick some people that you like, and then you could see which one you like the most and see if it's okay with the other person. Then you could go to a show or somewhere with them.
Lots of people would be gone out to do Christmas shopping and all, and they might see someone they just fall in love with.
In the shop, all the good stuff comes out, like the mince pies, and all hot chocolate, and they can have hot chocolate together. They can have a day in a winter wonderland place or something together.
It's Christmas at night and it's snowing with the lights on. It looks really good.
Yeah.
And it's the perfect time.
The Christmas dinner can also be a romantic thing. You never know.
I think that they're just trying to get in love because they're trying to just make a plot of a romantic Christmas movie.
Whoa,
I mean, it's a good point.
Very good. Yeah. I like it, yeah. Excellent. I really hope Shauna's school run lasts forever. I really do. I love this time it comes on. It's fantastic. They're brilliant, aren't they? So thanks to all the kids. They're fantastic. And I suppose what they're saying there really is that Christmas is a social time.
Yes.
That you get, there's an opportunity to meet up with people.
There's some magic.
Something might click.
Magic
you just
in the air.
Never know. Anyway, thanks again to Ms. Anya Hurley for organising the visit. And hey. Those scones.
Oh, yeah.
Those scones.
Didn't bring any back for you, though.
Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today.